This is County Close Up, news from Haliburton County with Elizabeth Oakley.
As any local or visitor will tell you, Haliburton County is rich with recreational opportunities, arts, culture, and hidden gems that make it a vibrant place. That's why the municipality of Dysart et al. Is conducting an updated survey of its cultural plan to ensure it's keeping pace with the interests of its residents and seasonal visitors. The survey builds on the initial plan that was undertaken in 2012. Now, 13 years later, it takes the current cultural temperature, attempting to meet the various interests of its growing community. Erin Lynch is the chair of the Dysart et al. Cultural Resources Committee. She says, as the community's population continues to grow, it's critical the current wishes of the public regarding the arts and culture scene in Dysart are captured in the survey.
In 2012, the municipality hired consultants and they did a cultural plan. So that was in 2012, and it was adopted by council in 2013. It was a 10-year plan, and the plan, it's out of date, essentially. So sort of four goals of the cultural plan was leadership, strong collaborative cultural sector, cultural and economic development, and heritage and identity. Out of the cultural plan was born the cultural committee. And so that cultural committee consists of a number of different individuals that are in the cultural sector of Dysart. So we've got representatives from the library, the Rails End, from the museum, from the sculpture forest, from the college. And what it does is it can give recommendations to council, help to develop policies. So now we're at 2025, and a lot of things in our community has changed and continues to change and grow. And so the idea right now is that the current plan is out of date, and so we need to update it. So when I say some of the things in terms of our community has changed, the population of Dysart continues to grow, actually at a pace that's faster than the province. The percentage of seniors continues to increase. We're seeing an increase in the number of children compared to other parts of the province. We have a generation of volunteers that are aging out. And we're also seeing an increase in the diversity of our visitors, reflecting a wide range of interests and cultures. Mm-hmm. So we want to be able to support culture and heritage and keep the community vibrant and make sure that a cultural plan reflects that for the community.
In the past 10 years, the Cultural Resources Committee has supported a variety of projects, including the Haliburton Sculpture Forest, the installation of Eagle Lake Historical Panels, and the Mural Project. Lynch says hearing from a wide variety of people will provide a roadmap of what to focus on in the coming years.
We were thrilled when council to support this update and just to be able to move forward in terms of culture in our community and to continue to support it, because there's, as I said, there's a lot of great projects that this Cultural Resource Committee continues to support and will continue to support.
Heather Reed is the consultant hired to create the survey. Her role is to research what's taken place in the last decade and create a report based on survey responses to chart a course for the future of arts and culture in Dysart. She adds, you don't have to be involved in the arts and culture community to take part in the survey. Everyone's thoughts are welcomed.
The process of the update really, for me, is to do the background research around, you know, what other plans are in place, what's been developed outside of the cultural plan over the last 12 years. Lots has changed in our overall societal landscape, you know, post-pandemic. The list is pretty long. So the survey itself is the component of the update that is reaching out to the community to say, these are the priorities that were set out 12 years ago. Here are the goals. Here's what we've achieved over the last 12 years, as the we being the Cultural Resources Committee. And what do you think now? What's happened from a community perspective? What do people think has happened in Dysart and Haliburton County and Ontario and Canada and the world that would impact the priorities for a cultural plan in our community? And what are those new priorities that people are interested in seeing the committee tackle? So that's sort of the goal of the survey. And then in August, I'll pull that information together, present it back to the committee, and then we'll decide in the fall what's the next logical step in terms of outreach. So it could be a community meeting, it could be more targeted interviews with specific folks in the community. We'll kind of see where the gaps are from the survey, and then the project will wrap up at the end of November. Absolutely, the community input is what this is all about, and cultural plans that are successful and don't just sit on a shelf are the responsibility of the community. So this is not just tell Dysart what to do. This is about sort of creating some shared goals, thinking about the ideas that are common to more than one person, and collectively acting on them. So the Cultural Resources Committee, as a function of council, can be nimble and be chatting with all kinds of grassroots groups, well-established not-for-profit groups, participating in events, supporting those things, and be the conduit to report back to council and our municipal staff so that we can all celebrate what's happening. So from that perspective, it's super important, and everyone is more than invited to share their thoughts. Our community is so vibrant and has so many things going on, and that this type of planning or update to a plan, again, is that opportunity to shine a light on that and give your input and celebrate all the great things that are happening.
The Cultural Plan Update Survey will remain online on the Dysart website until August 10th. Then its findings will be presented to the Cultural Resources Committee with a report to Council to follow. To find and participate in the survey, please visit dysartetall.ca.
County Close Up is made possible through the support of the Local Journalism Initiative and the Community Radio Fund of Canada. You can find more stories from Haliburton County on canoefm.com and frequencynews.ca. This is Elizabeth Oakley for County Close Up.